This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin at UCLA, where police have ordered a big group of pro-Palestinian demonstrators to disperse. The AP's Lisa Dwyer with what's been going on there.
UCLA Chancellor Jean Block says that a group of instigators came on campus to forcefully attack the pro-Palestinian encampment, prompting the school to ask for assistance from outside law enforcement agencies. Block says the attack on the students, faculty, and community was utterly unacceptable. He's promising that the university will conduct a thorough investigation that he says may lead to arrests, expulsions, and dismissals, and that they will examine the school's own security response. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass has also called for an investigation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Meanwhile, Hamas said to be considering a new ceasefire deal, but Israel and Hamas remain far apart. The AP's Matthew Lee is in Jerusalem.
The ceasefire is coupled with the release of hostages held by Hamas is a very important thing. And it does look like they have made some progress, but we're waiting for Hamas to respond to the latest proposal. That's something that could come by the end of this week, but it might not. And so everyone's just kind of holding their breaths.
The AP's Matthew Lee reporting from Jerusalem. Donald Trump returns to court in his hush money trial today in New York. Prosecutors want the judge to fine the former president for each of four comments that they say violated a gag order, barring him from attacking those closely connected to the case. In Arizona, state lawmakers voted to repeal a near-total abortion ban. The governor expected to sign it into law today. Tragedy in China. 48 people now known dead after a highway collapsed in a mountainous area, sending more than 20 cars down a steep slope. A search is continuing this morning. This is AP News. Now to something new from Airbnb.
Airbnb is offering stays at some unique locations. There are 11 temporary listings called icons. Airbnb got the idea after seeing the response to a Barbie-themed house in Malibu, California.
Hey, Barbie.
Yeah.
Can I come to your house tonight?
Sure.
On the icons list is an overnight stay at the Musée d'Orsay in Paris, a sleepover at the Ferrari Museum in Italy. A house in Minneapolis owned by Prince will be available for a year. There's a stay at a home in New Mexico, detailed to look like the one from the Disney Pixar movie Up.
So long, boys! I'll send you a postcard from Paradise Bowl!
The Airbnb version doesn't fly. To get these icons, you'll have to fill out a profile, explain why you want one of the listings. Winners will get to book what they want for free or for under $100. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.